This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. Now brothers and sisters, there were people in the ancient Hellenic and which is Greek and Roman civilizations, there was a group of people called the Stoics, and their philosophy was called Stoicism. Now, if you read about Stoicism, you will find there's a lot of similarities with Islam, and quite amazing actually, the number of similarities. Of course, the key and most important point which is missing in that is Tawheed, but if you look at basic values and beliefs about Islam and about this life and how to behave, huge number of similarities. There's some very famous names among the Stoics which some of you may recognize. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman Emperor, was one of them. And he, quite surprisingly, because knowing what Rome was and what Roman emperors were, to find one of them to be a Stoic. And if you read what Marcus Aurelius said on many occasions about many things, sometimes you wonder whether, I won't say he was a prophet or something. I don't think he was. And anyway, we don't know he was. But, and without Tawheed, he couldn't have been. But the point is, there's so many similarities between what he said and what we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, there was some other names. Epictetus was another very famous Stoic, and Cicero was one, and so on. So, I want to share with you some five very important things which these Stoics said, which I want you to, when you listen to this, I want you to think of it from the context also of social media today and what social media seeks to do, and decide for yourself whether when you are in social media and when you are immersed in social media, depending of course on what you're doing with social media, but for in the case of what most of us do, I want you to ask yourself whether you are using social media or whether social media is using you. So let me begin. It's the first thing they say is safeguard your innermost anxieties and fears and doubts. Voicing intimate struggles can undermine resilience. The importance of privacy, of being private. It doesn't mean that if you have a problem, don't tell anybody about it. No. Tell the people who can actually help you. But don't tell the world about it. Don't post that problem on Facebook. Don't post that problem on Instagram or something. The second thing which the Stoics say is keep health conditions confidential. Preserve dignity by avoiding overexposure. Don't talk about your ailments. Don't talk about this hurts and that hurts and so on and so on. Again, say it to the people who can make a difference. By all means, say it to your doctors. But don't say it to people who are, you know, for whom that's just food for gossip. Number three, maintain secrecy about financial status. And listen to this. Listen to this. Self-worth stems from within, not from material means, not from material assets. You are not your car. You are not the car you drive. You are not the house you live in. As the people who build palatial mansions in their youth, and then have to struggle even to give it a coat of paint once in 10 years, later on in life. You're not the shirt you wear, you're not the brand you wear. When you go behind brands, you are actually a sucker because you are advertising the brand of the manufacturer free of cost. Tommy Hilfiger doesn't pay you to wear his shirt. And so also for Armani or whoever. Number four, discretion. Exercise discretion in romantic partnerships, in intimate relations. Privacy is good for bonds that are rooted in trust. Never talk about your spouse to somebody else. I remember once we were with a friend and their recently married daughter was visiting. I think it was probably the first visit after she got married. And she was about to say something about her husband and their family. But instantly, her mother stopped her. And she said to her, "This is your father's house. And the doors are always open for you. The doors are never shut for you in this house. But that is your home now. That is the home of your husband." She said, "Never bring anything from there here and never take anything from here there. Maintain that privacy." Believe me, that is the most fantastic, most beautiful piece of advice that I ever heard a mother give her daughter. And the same thing applies to the sons. Keep romantic relationships private between the two of you. And the fifth one, protect your candid self-reflections. Inner growth needs safe space without judgment. By all means, reflect. We must reflect. Without reflection, we cannot grow. We must reflect. We must think deeply about things. And we must not be afraid. As a matter of fact, there's a strong need for us to accept our mistakes and accept our weaknesses. But that does not mean that we need to express that before people. Accept it for yourself. Change yourself. Don't announce it to the world. Don't tell the people, "Oh, this is how I used to be," and whatnot, whatnot, whatnot. In Islam, there is actually a prohibition on talking about sin. So if you did something wrong in your life and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected you, keep it safe. Keep it quiet to yourself. Don't say, "I used to do this, I used to do that." No. Some people say, "Well, you know, I say this because people will get motivated. They say, I used to be like that. See, look at me now." No, no, no. Never put yourself up as an example to follow. Please understand, is the only one who was an example worth following was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him there and Allah told us, "Laqad kana lakum fi Rasulillahi uswatun hasana." That does not apply to you or me. Anyone who's putting himself up and saying, "Follow me, seek my company, be like me," subhanAllah, this person is playing with fire. Because Allah did not say that. Let people decide. You live such a life that let people decide that I want to spend time in the company of this person because of what I can learn from them. Alhamdulillah, no problem with that. But you don't put yourself up there and say, "Come and spend time with me. You will learn this and you will learn that." No. Self-propagation, self-promotion is the worst thing that you can do. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to learn and to live by that learning, and to make that learning a source of khair and barakah and blessing for us. Do read about the Stoics. As I said, they were a very interesting bunch of people. And there are people today also who follow Stoicism. And imagine this is something which has come down to us from, 2,000 years ago. So there is value in this. And as I said, what they say and what they used to preach and how they used to live is very, 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 very close to Islam. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.